wanted to discuss briefly is the new thing that has been tried and was felt to be very successful at Toronto. And this is something which is the AAPE is sponsoring, and it's a competition, a concept of team exhibiting, which has been popular and used in other countries, such as, you know, the various challenges in Australia, where different exhibitors work together as a team, and the overall performance is really the sum total of the individual performances. This was done at the Toronto American Merit Stamp Expo. Last year, because of Washington 2006, the Merit Stamp Expo was not teamed as part of the normal winter show of the APS, because the winter APS did not have a winter show. Instead, it was held in Toronto. The societies up there were very helpful in putting on a nice show. And the goal of the AAPE has been to try new things. Postcard exhibits we'll hear about, the one for exhibiting, other concepts they keep trying. This team is kind of the latest concept they have. And fundamentally, it's five individuals, one frame exhibits in the regular open competition. These five individuals can be, you know, from a region, a club, or just people who know each other and would like to get together. There are some requirements, of which number one, three must be brand new exhibits never shown at the national and the WSP show, but which certainly may have been shown at local or regional shows. Three must be brand new. Two can be works that have been shown before at the national show. The other criterion, really, is that they must all be in different classes, and of course now there's terminology, what do you mean by class, what do you mean by type? And it's really, you know, a postal stationery or a revenue or airmail. It just has to run. No two can be in the same class or subclass. And the hope is really twofold. One is just to have people have fun. Get people together who can kind of work together, talk together, and compete together. And the other thing is to develop new exhibits, which can then be shown at the different shows. And yes, they may be single frame, but of course they might lead into something else. A lot of the shows feel like they're filled up with single frames, but nevertheless, it does represent something new. The goal at Toronto was to get approximately 10 teams. Actually ended up with 9. 2 Canadian teams, 5 U.S. teams, and an Australian team from Australia, and a team from France, which were kind of the surprises at the Toronto show. Most of these in the U.S. and the Canadian teams were area-specific. One was the Bramalea Stamp Club, where people were all members of a particular stamp club. You had like a team from Colorado. You had a team which was geezers with tweezers that at least one of our members here today was a member of. It was enjoyed. The results were basically then the point scores which must be assigned to the team, to individual one-frame exhibits, are simply totaled. And Tim Barchi ran the Palmares and did a beautiful job, you know, kind of a little bit of suspense, what are we getting as we go through and filling in the boxes with different exhibits, because the exhibits were coming in kind of in order of the normal order that they were announced in. And each time one of the one-frame exhibits, which was entered into the team competition, came up, then that would be entered into the score sheet. You may, as a team member, you may have one entry only in the team competition. You could have two or three one-frames or multi-frame exhibits at the show, but only one of those is permitted to be part of the team competition. The net result, all was done, was that the Collectors Club of New York won the competition with 442 points out of a possible 500, because they're now only using 100-point maximum scoring. So you've got a nice average there of just over 88 points per exhibit. Geezers with Tweezers was number two, only 3 points behind, 439 points. And you know how exact scoring is. That obviously means that Geezers will always be number two. Number three, there was actually the Canadian, one of the Canadian teams, Calgary, Alberta, with 416, and the points ran down to the low of 320 points. $1,000 for a total. And that was the Stamp Club. And these were all somewhat new and enjoyable exhibits. The only disappointment, great success, everybody felt, was that too few of the members, because of the location of the team members, were at the Palmares. So you lost kind of the excitement and the feeling. I mean, I think there may only have been 6 or 8 out of the 35 who were actually present. That would be hoped that at future exhibitions it would be better. As a result of this, because it was very popular, the AAPE has, is doing it again at Riverside. The one-frame entrance sheets are on the website, and in fact, I have handouts here.
Are they going back to one-frame at Riverside again?
You mean one back?
That's the winter show.
That's the winter show. That's one-frame and experimental class exhibit. All of it. Well, let me pass these kind of both ways. Here are some, and I'll keep one. It helps. Go ahead. What I'm passing out are really the two parts of the team competition. One part is the team rules, and the first page only has the team rules on it. And the rest are just the normal one-frame exhibit rules for competition. On the back is the current scoring sheet. As I suspect all of you are fully aware that the score sheet was changed about roughly 2 years ago, simplified instead of having multiple score sheets. It certainly, hopefully, made the judge's life easier. I don't know if you found that to be true, but it's a simpler form than the original set of complicated ones. All right. In any event, we can just go through the team rules. I don't think we need to talk about the one-frame rules. I think you're familiar with those. But the team rules, again, 5 individuals, membership, friendship is enough. The fact that you share email addresses is enough. There has to be nothing more. Just to want to join in. Again, you can only be part of one team, the same rules. This, I would like a little more clarification. Each entry must be the property of one and only one team member. I'm assuming that those few cases where you've got joint ownership, you either have to enter it as a team, the two of you have to be a common entrant. I'm not sure of that. And here they list, these are the different divisions. The only exception is that the experimental classes, such as the postcard class, are not eligible. Now, those are still experimental. We're not going to set them up yet. Otherwise, I think the rules are very clear. There will be some awards. The AAPE apparently will be general providing these awards. So there will be awards to the individual, to each member in a team. Being a member does not affect any other eligibility. So if you enter your exhibit, the team membership and the team competition is in addition to you. That does not minimize or reduce in any way your eligibility to all other exhibits at the Ameristamp Expo. And there's no fee. There's simply a form that must be sent in to Tony Dewey that the team manager will send in, a team captain will send in with the names and the titles. And they're hoping for, again, about 10 teams. They are trying to limit, I think, the number of one-frame exhibits at Riverside, which by the will be in February 9th to 11th. I saw that. I think they're trying to limit it to about, if I remember, 60. Do you remember that number? There's somewhere I've read that they're trying to limit it to about 60 total one-frame exhibits, which put a limit of about 12 teams on. And, of course, not all of those will be in teams. There are people who are going to the team. They're trying to put the teams together and get their entrance in early. Yes?
How much interaction is there between five people involved?
That can vary. If you're really in a local area, you can work together. The people in the Brahmalaya Stamp Club, for example, really worked on their exhibits together. As I remember, at least one of those was a novice exhibitor. That is not a requirement. At one point, they thought about having a novice exhibitor on your team would be a requirement, but we're having a problem bringing in new exhibitors. teams anyway. There's so few novices that you'd have very few teams if you made that a requirement. And yet it was the case with at least the Sam Club. They worked together. Others, people are, you know, widely distributed. It might be nothing but, hey, let's talk about this. You have suggestions since we're working together. Look at my exhibit. It's really up to the team members as to how much they want. Fran, do you have any comments to add?
I think they also were trying to get youth involved in that, and that didn't go anywhere either. That was even worse than the novice.
That got dropped out very quickly.
Yeah.
I remember that was like in the very first proposal that was sent around like almost 2 years ago.
Because that would be the suggestion I have. Is if you can get someone or a youth exhibitor to join, they should be given a couple of extra points.
Okay. Any more comments on that? Then we'll move on to postcards.